This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
We've been tracking the latest on a house fire that broke out in the Fountain area off Harvard Street early this morning. KRDO's Colby Crossley with the latest.
Everyone that was involved in this has got out safely. So that is the good news. All occupants inside have got out of the building safely. But the home is sadly a complete loss this morning. Now, crews arrived here on scene about 3:30 this morning. Security fire, when they got here, saw that the home was fully involved. Once they knew that everyone was out of the structure, they decided to go into a defensive approach. They also had to set up structure protection on either side of the home. There was minimal damage to both neighbors on each side of this house fire, but the homes are still livable. But as for the home itself that was on fire completely, that is a complete loss this morning.
Now to our coronavirus coverage. State health officials are moving away from a certain COVID-19 test due to some concerns about accuracy. That includes use of places like nursing homes, homeless shelters, and other settings. The move is being made after the FDA found the oral swab test from Curative may produce false negatives. Community testing sites are also expected to stop using them in the coming weeks. Anyone who tested negative using that method on or after January 13th is urged to get retested. As to our coronavirus case count in El Paso County, the last four updates showing increased case loads, 186 new cases reported as of yesterday, two new deaths to report. But those numbers are still much lower than what we saw 3 months ago during the November spike. Pueblo County reports 27 new cases and three new deaths. Teller County, three new cases and one new death in the most recent 24-hour reporting period. Fremont County, however, has actually reduced its caseload after they reclassified some people. A woman from Colorado Springs has been named a victim in a cold case murder investigation that took place on the East Coast. Pamela Buckley was apparently killed in 1976 in Sumter County, South Carolina. Her body has gone unidentified until now because DNA samples were sent by investigators to a nonprofit that traces people using forensic genealogy. The Sumter County Sheriff's Office hopes that identifying Buckley could lead to her killer. Lawyers for a Pueblo man accused of killing his pregnant girlfriend may request another delay in his trial. Lawyers for Dante Lucas told a judge yesterday that they recently reviewed new evidence showing that there was another suspect in the disappearance of Kelsey Schelling. Schelling disappeared while traveling to visit Lucas in 2013. He's been awaiting trial since 2018. The judge in the case is scheduled to hold another hearing today. The trial currently is scheduled to begin with jury selection Monday. The Douglas County Sheriff's Office and Safeway are teaming up to protect people falling prey to gift card scams. Chief Deputy Kevin Duffy says more scammers are calling people pretending to be the authorities.
Either they have a warrant for them or that they've missed jury selection or one of their loved ones is in the hospital or is in a jail out of state.
The scammers then try to get the victim to pay off those fake fees with a gift card. Chris Howes with the Colorado Retail Council says businesses try to take steps to protect customers who may fall victim to this fraud.
Some of our retailers lower the maximum amount of money that people can load onto gift cards in one transaction, or they place new restrictions on scammers using gift cards to buy other cards.
Investigators say some recent victims have lost amounts ranging from $2,000 to $5,000. The Pueblo Zoo is seeking public input to help guide future plans. The zoo has put together a community survey to determine what the public would like to see over the next 10 years. The survey will help determine the zoo's next master plan. Information about the survey is available on the zoo's website. The deadline is January 30th.
Sunny to partly cloudy skies and mild temperatures for your Friday afternoon. 45 for Colorado Springs, 50 in Pueblo, with winds out of the southeast at 5 to 10 miles an hour. As we head overnight, morning lows Saturday in the low to mid-20s, and again, mild temperatures in the low 50s Saturday afternoon to the highs in the mid-50s around the Pueblo area, and we do have snow in the forecast for the mountains, especially the San Juans. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.